Oh, I didn't get the voicemail. Sorry. All right.
Okay.
We're on that Nun Zainam and Beis, I believe. Let's just check, make sure that's true. No, we're on Nun Chesam and Beis. No, we're not even there. We're on Nun Chesam and Beis. Sorry. We're on Nun Chesam and Beis. We are, yesterday we learned that there's Machlokas Beishami and Beisilo concerning whether you're allowed to put your whether you should put your napkin, your cloth napkin, when you're finished on the table, you should put it on the chair. Beisilo says you should put it on the chair. Beishami says you should put it on the table. Okay? Beishami says you put it on the table because the table is made out of marble and therefore there's no Tumah and Tara issues. Beisilo says you put it on the chair because we're not for Tumas Mashkin, it's only the Rabbanon. So since only Rabbanon we're making, we're not concerned that the chair lesson might be Tomei. Now, the thing is like this. We're going to have a contradiction to Beisilo Shita from a case in a mission in Adios, which we started to see yesterday, but we stopped in the middle, basically, because I didn't remember the pshat. And we're up to Tamon Taninon. We'll pick it up from there, where we'll see that case over again. Tamon Taninon is on Nun Tesma base by the asterisk, which is 3, 6, 9 lines down from the top of the Amud. Tamatanin, we learned over there, Asach Shemin Tahar. If one puts upon oneself oil which is tar, nitma, then you become tamei. If you are tamei, and you want to go down to the mikvah. B'sharmim avapi minatef, even though the oil is still dripping tahar, you are tahar. Okay, now this means that the oil is not to be chatzita. The oil is tar oil. It wasn't oil, which is tamei. But the oil is not considered to be a chatzitza, and despite the fact that you have oil dripping off of you, your tefillah is considered to be sufficient. It's not a interruption between the waters and your flesh. Beisomrim Tami still says no. If there's oil on your skin, then that's an interruption, and did not become tamei. V'imay Hashem et tamei tchilas. What if the oil was tamei? Not you yourself became tamei, rather the oil was tamei. Beishamri k'deisichas ever cotton. What amount of oil makes you tamei? Beishamri is machmir. Beishamri here is mekel. Interestingly, Beishamri says you need enough oil to which is sufficient to anoint, in other words, to rub a small limb, you know, a pinky or something like that. Enough oil for a small pinky. But so, even if there's just the barest amount of oil, which is mashketofeach, which is the amount of oil which causes you to feel a little bit moist, that's sufficient. I don't know, Beshem Beisil, reduce his name Beisil, you need a little bit more than that. Topeach Marpeach says to be enough oil that when you touch it, it makes your hand, other hand, moist enough that it can make something else moist in turn. Okay? It's not just enough to that it is itself moist, rather it should be moist enough that it can make something else moist enough to make it moist in turn. Now, be that as it may, that's certainly a much smaller shear than Beis Shammai. So if that's the case, says Gemara Machlefes Shitasi the Beis Hillel. It's a contradiction Beis Hillel, because by us, Beis Hillel is Mekel on Tumas Mashkin. Beis Hillel holds you can put the thing on the table on the cushion. You can put the napkin on the cushion, and you don't have to worry about it perhaps getting tummy. Oh. Whereas Beis Shammai's Machmir says no, don't put it on the cushion, put it on the table. There Beis Hillel's Machmir, there Beis Hillel says a far smaller amount of oil is already considered to be metameyu. So we see that it's a contradiction. Beis Hillel's more mekel here, and Beis Hillel's more machmir there. Says more, it's not a kasha. Don't think it's a problem. Even though Machleves Shitas on the Beis Hillel, Talmud, I mean, Tameh V'achar Min HaTorah, there they say Tameh, here they say Torah, Talmud Beinu, there is oil which is already Tameh. Where the oil is already Tameh, Beis Hillel says, you only need a very small shear to make you Tameh from the oil. Harcha Balu B'mapa Yehu. Here, the beverage, the liquid you're afraid is going to be Tameh right now is absorbed into the handkerchief, or into the napkin. So therefore, here, there's not yet anything tummy. You want to suspect maybe when you put it down the chair, it'll become tummy. Okay, that's a suspicion, but there's no actual tumor as of yet. So therefore, says Gemara, where's Beis Hillel Machmir? We have definite tumah already, so Beis Hillel says you need a smaller shear in order to be matami something else. But where you do not yet have definite tumah, rather there's a possibility of it becoming tame. It's a possibility that the beverages which are in the napkin might somehow come out and attach themselves to the chair and in turn bring the tumor back into the napkin. That's a very remote possibility. And in that case, Biltzillo is not suspicious. Okay? So that's how to reconcile the question according to ask the question, reconcile according to the Girsan Argmar. The Gra has a completely different Girsan. The Gra says, let me just find it to read it to you. The Gra says that the Gears action or Gemara should be Machlufa Shitosei de Beis Shammai. It's a Kashan Beis Shammai. Taman Amar Tahar, their Beis Shammai says you're tar. In other words, their Beis Shammai is lenient. They say you need much more oil than Beis Hillel. They say the oil is not even a chatzitza, right? If the oil is on your body. And Hocha Amar Tomei, here Beis Shammai says, don't put the napkin down on your chair, lest become Tomei from the chair. Rather, keep the napkin on the marble table where it's not going to become Tomei. So it's Kash Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai. So this is Amara. Hocha Be'eno, then answering the question, here Beis Shammai is Machmir. Why? Because here the oil, I mean, not the oil, the beverages are in the napkin. They're there, they're distinct. Tamon, they have a significance. Tamon, batel agav gufo. There, the oil is considered insignificant vis-a-vis his body. And therefore, over there, Beis Shammai is not afraid of the chatzitza, where the oil is on your body. He doesn't look at this interruption between your flesh and the mikveh. And also, I guess, Beis Shammai says, an oil which is tamei, in order to be matami, it has to be significant, otherwise it's not considered to be enough to be matami, and that's why they have a more stringent shear there. So it's the Gra is really, with his girsa, pointing out that it, whatever question you ask on Beis Hillel, you're going to ask on Beis Shammai, and you have to reconcile the two sugyas accordingly, why Beis Shammai is here machmir, and they're Mekel, and why Beis Hillel is here Mekel, and they're Machmir, and either Girsa will try to reconcile those issues. Okay?
Just out of curiosity, how does this case of the Tomei oil in the mikveh compare to the case of holding a sheretz and going into the mikveh? We've had that case in the past.
Yeah, this is it's the same idea. If you hold that the oil is significant enough to retain tumah, like Beis Hillel, it's like Toiv L'Sheretz Biyado. The exact same thing. Okay? This is not in the Sefer. In the first case, we're not dealing with the oil as... you're talking about the Tomei oil. Yeah. It's the same thing as Toiv L'Sheretz Biyado. If Toiv L'Sheretz Biyado become Tomei and then Torah subsequently, then here it'd be the same thing. However, if Toiv L'Sheretz Biyado, you never become Torah, so this would be the same issue here. Okay? Let's see further.
Talking about a napkin of oil.
No, it can be anything. Any liquids in the napkin.
And you put it on the...
And you put it on the chair.
Put it on the chair and it's okay.
According to Basil, that's okay. According to Beis Shammai, you have to avoid it. Okay? Beis Shammai, Mechamis Abayis, V'chakach Nodli Yavdai. Beis Shammai says, first you clear off the table, and then you rinse your hands for my machronim. Basil, Amrim, Basil says, Nodli Yavdai, you wash your hands, v'chakam chadis abayis, and only afterwards you clear the table. Now, before we go into Gemara's explanation, there's a couple of ground rules. You're not allowed to ruin bread. However, the amount of bread you're not allowed to ruin is only more than a gezeis. Amount of bread less than a gezeis, you can throw out, ruin, whatever. Okay, not intentionally, obviously, but if it happens, it happens. So therefore, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree on that. That the amount of bread which is significant and cannot be ruined by pouring water on it, my machronim in this case, would be more than a kazais. The amount of bread which you don't care about is crumbs, which are less than a kazais in size. So what's machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? They both agree on both those aspects. It says, more amata mayin the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What's the large Beis Shammai? And they ibud ochlim because Beis Shammai is afraid they're going to be crumbs larger than the kazais size of kazais on the table. He's afraid they're going to get ruined if you allow the guy to wash over them. What's the logic then of Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says no. If the Shamash is a smart man of Talmud Chacham, I raise the Mavir Purim post because Mavir Pirurin, he's going to take away those. He's going to take away those crumbs. Pachos migazayis until those which are left are less than a gazayis inside. So a few words missing the Gemara here. He's going to take away the pirurin until there are only those less than gazayis inside left on the table, and then notlin liyadayim, and therefore in that case you can take away once all the larger crumbs are off the table. You can wash your hands and only afterwards clear off the rest of the pirurin which are less than a gazayis inside. Now the thing is like this: what's the machlokas? Then Bishamai says a shamish has to be an amoritz, because now it's use a tamuch chacham as a shamish. So if the shamish has to be an amoritz, he's not going to realize they have to take off the crumbs which are larger than the gazayas. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to have a shamish who's a tamuch chacham. So therefore, your shamish will know to remove all of the crumbs which are more than a kazayis, and you don't have to worry about the crumbs which are less than a kazayis. Okay? So the machlokas is not in the ground rules of ibud ochlin, but rather what kind of shamish you're allowed to use. Okay? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah further. Beishamarim, you're eating for shalashudas, and it goes into Motzoi Shabbos. Beishamarim, and you only have one cup of wine. So what do? Ner, Mazon, Besamim, Havdolah. First candle, then benching, then Besamim, then Havdolah. Okay, that way the Bari Priya Gofen goes between the Birkas HaMazon and the Besamim and Havdolah. You insert in there and it works. Besilomim, both Ner and Besamim before benching, Umazon Havdolah, then benching and Havdolah together. Beshamirim, another machlokus. Beshamir say shebora ma'or ha'ish, past tense. Beshulamim borei ma'orei ha'ish, present tense. Okay? Seven more time we learned. Ravida said, "Lon elu beshamir silal." Don't learn our Mishnah like it says. No. Beshamir beshul didn't argue. Ala mazon shu b'tchila, that for sure benching is first. Havdol shu b'sof, for sure bench havdol is last. Aman echluku, at what is the machlokas? Ala mor of al b'sami. On the candle and on the b'sami. Shebeshamim mean b'sami mor. Beshamai says that first he had b'sami and then, so they're in the middle, the b'sami and mor. Question which comes first? Beshamim mean b'sami mor, which is where we pass when we make Avdolah all the time, right? B'samim more, first B'samim, then more. B'samim, more u'B'samim, it's candles and then B'samim. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yudah, B'shem Rav said, Aloch d'ibriyoyim, b'mishoyim, b'samim, v'charkach more. The aloha is B'samim, and afterwards a candle, which is the way we do it, even though this opinion has been ascribed to Beis Shammai. Similarly, another machlokas, Beshamar mim hakosbi mino. If you have a case, and this is not specifically Motzoi Shabbos, if I understand correctly, it could be Motzoi Shabbos, and not necessarily. You have a cup of wine, and you have some fragrant oil upon it, which you have to make another bracha. So kosbi, you hold the cup in your right hand, v'shemen orev, and the fragrant oil b'smol in your left hand. First you make the bracha on the cup of wine, and then you make the bracha on the pleasant oil. Basil says no, the fragrant oil is more significant than the wine, and therefore that's on your right hand, the kos b'smolo, and the cup in your left hand. First you make the bracha on the fragrance of the oil. What do you do though? You have oil in your hands. It's no good. All your hands means you're going to be perfumed. We don't like Tamei Chachamim being perfumed. So what do you do with the oil which was in your hand and which you made the bracha? Tocho says to Gemara, V'tocho b'rosh ha-shamash, you rub it into the hair of the shamash. What is the shamash for if not to absorb some oil, right? Wait a second. Imoya shamash Tamei Chachamim. Hey, you got a problem. Shamash Tamei Chachamim, he shouldn't go out perfumed either, right? Men didn't wear cologne in the old days. So what are you gonna do then? Well, at least tell me the chachamim. So then talk about koisel. Then you rub the oil on the wall. It's not praiseworthy. It's not proper for Talmud Chacham to go out with perfume on. Okay?
There's no way to shave lotion.
Abba was sitting and eating. Rabbi Zira was being shamish. He was serving them. Allah, he came in. The toyin tavin is holding both their plates b'chad the other one of his hands. Amarle Abba Barbachana, so Barbachana said, "Maya da charisa, what's with your then? Katoin, is it cut off? Why do you have to bring in both plates in one hand? Because he loves avui." So his father got upset at him. Rav Chuna got upset at his son Abba. He said, "Amarle," he said to his son, "Lo mistich, it's not bad enough." No mistake means it's not sufficient. Dat klavia, that you're sitting with koyim shamish and he's standing and serving you. In other words, he's a big time mechachem. He's serving you. Furthermore, do koyim. He's a kohen. V'amar Shmuel and Shmuel said, "I'm shamish bekunav." Somebody uses a kohen. Wow, it's an act of desecration of the kohuna. Further than that, I'd make a layer cursing him and saying his hand is chopped off. Gizero. I decree to who Rava that he should sit v'at koimu mishamish chusoi, and you should get up and serve instead of him. Minayin, how we know that mishamish beguna mal, that if you use a kohen you are damaging the guna, in other words, it's an improper deed. Rabbi Yachar b'shem Shmuel said, "Omar v'amro lohen." I said to them, to the kohanim, "Atem kodosh l'Hashem, you are holy unto God. Va'kelim kodesh, and the vessels are holy. Ma'kelim, just like if you use the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash, ha'mishtamish bo en mal, if you use them, that's considered to be an act of me'ila. Av ha'mishtamish b'kohanim mal, so to use the Kohanim, it's also considered an act of me'ila."
Okay.
It's kashya about how he allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Kohen is allowed to be meichel. But the tree, I guess you're saying to the son, it's true he was meichel, but you should still treat him with derech eretz. It's not right, right? Because it's still, for him to be meichel is a big thing. I assume that's what happened. But Kwani had to be meichel in order to use them as a shamashim.
I think that's the closest we've had to a gezeir shabbat so far in this mesechta. This is not really gezeir shabbat, but it sounds like
it's a hekesh between the people and the kelim.
That's the first time
seeing it. Well, we had the unique one of Hashem. Right, we had that one back then. All right. Pisco Bishamarim Shibar Bukhule. Bisham, it says you say in past tense. Al Date on the Basil Al Date on the Bisham according to logic Bisham, I should borrow Priya Gofen. We should make past tense. Al Date on the Basil, like Basil, it's good that we make Bori Priya Gofen, but like Bisham, we should make them past tense. As more no, yai mischadish b'chol shana v'shana. Wine each year is a new crop. Sheinu mischadish b'chol shana. Fire, whatever fire they once had, they still have. It's true. It's not continuous, right? But there's no chiddush in the fire. It's the same old fire. Grapes this year is a good year for wine. This year is a bad year for wine. Things change, but not by fire. It's static.
You're creating fire after Shabbos, which you didn't have all for 24 hours.
That's true, but Beishamel is the same fire that they had last year or last week. It's not it's not significantly different. It's a borei moreish.
And aren't you compared to the first fire of Adar Rishon?
That's all true. We're going to see all that, but that doesn't matter. They still say it's a past. Celebrating the past creation of fire, which has continued since then, unabated and unchanged. Okay? Oheshvakilaim. Here's a very interesting matter, a very interesting connection made here. Oh, this is very strange. Oheshvakilaim, fire and mixed breeds. Abba Bishalo Nivru Mishesh Sebrebrashis, even though they were not created during the 6 days of creation, Abba Olamachshav Mishesh Sebrebrashis. They're already under planning. From the 6 days of creation. HaKilayim, where do we see the Kilayim on the planning? It says, Uvnei Tzivon, the children of Tzivon, Ayah v'Ana, were Ayah and Ana. Who Ana? He's Ana, Asher Matos, and Yemim b'Midbar. He found Yemim in the deserts. Mao Yemim, what are Yemim? Rav Yehuda ben Tzion Omer, Ham Yunis. Now, this is some Greek word, Homo Yunis, or something like that. Rather, Rav Nehemosh says it's a combination of a man and a horse. Yeah. What's it called on Greek? What? Sardars. Isn't it Sardars? I think Sardars are what they are. So, but that's not this word. Sardars might be in another language, because this is Homo something or other. Okay, but I think those are Sardars. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Amrin, Hemim are mules, right? And chetzusus, chetzus chamor, those which are half horse and half donkey. V'ilu, elu en timonim. How do you know which was the father and which was the mother? No, it's a mule. I forget, in English there are two separate words for them. There's a mule for one, and there's another word for the other. And I forget what the other word is. I saw it recently in Chulin. In other words, where the father is a horse and the mother's a donkey, it's a different word than where the father's a donkey and the mother's a horse. So I don't remember which is which. But I don't remember which word is which. But it is. No idea, huh? Well, see, we think we're educated. We're not well educated. Says, we're Elena Simone. What is the Simone? How do you know which is which? I'm Rabbi Rebbe said, Kosh us of clowns. Anybody has small ears. Imosus, his mother is a donkey, as a horse. Ve'aviv sochamor, and his mother is a horse, and his father is a donkey. Gedos, if he has big ears, imochamor, his mother is a donkey. Ve'aviv sus, and his father is a horse. Rabbi Mana mafkila ilan de nesia. Rabbi Mana used to tell the people of the house of Nasi, in ba'isu mizbin mulin, if you want to buy mules, ton zamnini luen, buy those do name the kikin, which have thin ears, small ears. She'imo so to susa, it's better these, because in this case the mothers are horses, and the fathers are donkeys, and for some reason that's better. Don't ask me why. Okay, period. Ma'aso Tzivon v'ana, what did Tzivon v'ana do in there in the Midbar when they found these mules? Zimein chamora, they brought a female donkey. Ve'elolesus zochar, and they put upon her, husbanded with her, a male horse. V'yatzman prayed, and they made from this a mule. Amra Kushbaro said, Lohem to them, Atem Evesim Olam Dover Shumazikon, you brought by this this husbandry, this improper husbandry, a violent animal into the world. Afani may be a loss for each Dover Shumazikon, so too I'm going to bring upon you something which is damaging. I'm going to have a natural occurring kilayim as occurs as a result of your artificial kilayim. Ma'asakushbar, what Hashem do? Zimin chachina, he brought a chachina, which is a type of snake. Vehela alea, and he had caused her relations with her, a chardon, which is a type of turtle, according to Rashi. But it probably itself has other meanings as well. Vihatimimenu chavarvan, from the two of them came out a serpent, which is one of the most dangerous snakes. So that's a punishment for having made the concept of mules.
It's interesting, they're both reptiles.
What?
That was the Kalayan was still within the same species.
Right, has he, because it can't cross over species.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's interesting that even in this...
yeah, they knew that had to be in the same species. Miyom of Loyom Elcha Adam, Sha'okto Charavar V'choya. These serpents are so different, you shouldn't say, believe anybody who said he was bitten by this kind of serpent and he survived. Simli nashul chelav chol shayte v'chaya. There's no person who was bitten by a rabid dog who survived. Shebato prayed of a chaya, and there's no person kicked by a mule who survived. Uvad bepar prayed of levan, as long as it's a white mule, because they are far more dangerous. Says Gemara, ha'esh fire. Rabbi Levi b'shem yes, Hashem already knew this was going to be created. In other words,
so therefore he created the serpent in anticipation.
No, the serpent was created simultaneously. The serpent was created simultaneously. It's not the same serpent which exists in Gan Eden. But the point is that Hashem anticipated all these things when he created the world. Why that's significant to us, I don't know, but this, that's what the Gemara is saying. Says Gemara, Rabbi Levi Shem Rabbi Zero said, Sholosh v'sheh sholosh for 36 hours, Shimsha Osar Shenivar Yom HaRishon, the light created the first day, existed in the times of Adam Rishon. Of course, it existed for all 6 days. But even once Adam was created, it was in the world for another 36 hours. What are they? Shtemaseh Be'erev Shabbos for 12 hours on Friday afternoon, or Friday day. Shtemaseh Be'erev Shabbos in 12 hours on Friday night. Shtemaseh Be'erev Shabbos. In other words, this light was so holy and so great that it shined even in the darkness of Shabbos. It shined round the clock straight for 36 hours. Okay, this is obviously not a temporal, physical light, but rather some sort of spiritual and ethereal light. Okay? This is not the Orient Sof. Well, I don't know. It could be. Where'd you get the term Orient Sof? You didn't get it from me, did you?
No.
Is that from Lubavitcher's here? Yeah. It's a very dangerous term. You should know that. Just telling you. You should know it. Because they once run it. Every time I hear the term, I feel a need. No, it's okay. Every time I feel I hear the need, I feel a need to make a mechah. A protest, because the Lubavitchers very often describe the Rebbe, I forget where it comes from, one of the other Rebbes, as an Or Ein Sof Melubash Beguf, the light of the infinite clothed in the body. Now this is not quite Apikorsis, but it borders on Apikorsis.
I haven't heard it.
But I'm telling you what they use it, because the Or Ein Sof means the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the thing is, Baruch Hashem, that they draw a distinction between the Ein Sof and the Or Ein Sof, right? So that's why what you said can be correct, because we're not referring here to Hashem himself, obviously, rather to an emanation from the Hashem, right? That would be the difference between Lubavitch and Lahavdil Christianity, because in Lubavitch they say the Or Ein Sof is Melubash Beguf. In Christianity, what do they say? The Ein Sof is Melubash Beguf. Right? The Ein Sof itself, not just the Or Ein Sof. Okay? Talking about the light of Hashem.
Yeah.
Was the in the world even after? In other words, we said that the light of the 6 days of creation no longer is with us. Hashem was gonezed, Hashem made it. Yes, but for 36 hours... from Friday till Motzei Shabbos was still around.
Yeah.
And even on Shabbos there was that illumination from that light. Because it's a spiritual light, not a physical light. The first Shabbos there was such a light. Okay?
This is not tied in with the Ma'oros HaGdolim or all the seven.
No. That's separate. The Ma'oros HaGdolim are physical light. The Mara Gadol and the Mara Katan. That's the sun and the moon. We're talking about the light which existed from beforehand. Which is Vayir Vayivoker. So this is a different type of light.
It
lasted from Sunday till Motzei Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, till Motzei Shabbos it would withdrew. First week. 36 hours mean from Friday morning, but it was all the 6 days of creation as well. Says Mora, Vaya Adam Arishon, this is such a holy light. Orisha would be Mabi Bomi Sofo, he would use it to see from one end of the world Vat Sofo. Of course, this means a spiritual gaze, he could see everything with it. Kemich Lo Paska Ora, so long as this light did not cease, Hisuka Olam Kulam Shore, the entire world would sing. What would they sing? Shneimer says, Tachas Kol Hashamayim Mishoreu. Underneath all the heavens, they will sing. Lemisha Oral Kanfos Hearts, the He whose light illuminates the corners of the land. What happened? Came at Shiyotza Shabbos. Once Mitzvah Shabbos came, his chil mishamish achoshech uba. So the darkness became imminent and came closer. Says the Gemara, and he's yare odom. Odom was afraid. Vomar, he said, ilu hu shekosu bo. If he who comes, or perhaps he, concerning whom it says, hu yishuv charosh, he will bite you with his head. Va'ata tishveno kev, and you will smite him with your heel, meaning the snake. Shema ba'anashkeni, maybe he'll come now and he'll bite me. Now maybe he'll come, I guess, in the dark of night and bite me. Why was he afraid specifically in the dark of night? Probably A, because it's dark, but B, because there's a linkage between the venom of a snake and the dangers of night. As it says, v'omer, as it says, ha'cheshech yishufeni, the night will bite me. So a linkage made Adam Rishon very afraid. Amar Rabbi Levi, the lady said at that time, Bosu Shol, he's mean, Zimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to have Shnei Rafin, two boards, or two flintstones, I'm not sure exactly what they are. V'kishon Zabizan, he struck one on the other, Yatzimena Ur, and the light came out from between the two of them. Although, you see, that's why that which it says, V'layla Or Badeni, Adam Rishon thanks Hashem for having made day, a night day for him. Of course, there's a long cry from that first light to the lights over Wrigley Field, or whatever it is, the White Sox. I always see it in the highway, Comiskey, right? But that essentially was the light, the first light which came out at night. That Motzei Shabbos. And he made it that by Mereish. That's why I make a bracha on the Eish Motzei Shabbos. She's Chias Bios. That's when it was created for the first time. Said, "Av Motzei Yom Kippur, we also make a bracha on the Yom Kippur, even though the light was not yet created. It was not created then. Because that entire day of Yom Kippur, we weren't allowed to make light. So therefore, Motzei Yom Kippur, when you're permitted to make light again." That's when you make another bracha, Borei Mereish. It's not the first thing. Yeah, but still, it's not the fact of Shabbos Son does not make it a birthday. I'm going to say Shabbos because it's the birthday of light. And Yom Kippur, we don't have the reason of the birthday of light, but we have the reason they were forbidden to make a light the past 24 hours. Okay? Says the mission further. What time is it now?
23.
Let me just make sure I turn on the coffee because I'm going to.
Client to be created.
The client, yeah.
Perhaps you could say that the potential for evil was created when Hashem created the world, but to man to
bring the. That's very nice. That's very nice, very nice. In other words, the potential for evil was there, but it was only in theory, not in practice, until man brought it out. So Hashem doesn't create evil directly. Very nice. Okay. He didn't get that from Lubavitcher Shir, was it?
I probably did.
Ain't working on, just kidding.
For the record.
Ain't working on there. I'll have psalmim. He can't make a broch on a candle and I'm psalmim shogoyim. It can't be a candle or psalmim of goyim. And the reason is, if you look in the Bnei Moshe, he says that a candle, because they use it on Shabbos, has to be one which rested over Shabbos. And not a psalmim, because the Bnei Moshe says they use it for their own purposes. And for some reason, we assume whenever they use it for their own purposes, such as for a party, they mean for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, since there are possibilities of Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to use their psalmim. Okay? Also, candles which are used in front or in back of the coffin, right? And some which is used near the coffin. So those are not done for light, but rather are done for honor of the dead body. So we're not allowed to use those for the purpose of light and benefit, which we want to use for Havdolah Motzei Shabbos. And also not on candles and some which are actually used in front of Avodah Zarah. You don't make a bracha on the candle until you have pleasure from its light. Tana Rabbi Yaakov Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yaakov said in front of Yirmiyah, we do make a bracha on some Mishogoyim. What is he arguing on our Mishnah? Says Mark Kimunu, we sustain his opinion, and everybody changes the next word. B'ma'ashin lifnei chanuso. He's smoking in front of his store. No, they had anti-smoking indoors laws in the old days. So he went in smoking in front of his store. So either he's smoking or he's causing smoke to go up to come up independently. You know, in order there should be a fragrance. I don't think they actually. I'm just kidding. You know, they didn't have tobacco back then. Tobacco is a new world commodity. They didn't smoke things, right? It's a new custom. I don't even think the Turkish. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Certainly, there's no recording, no record in the Talmud of smoking practices. So, either of them, they smoked, so Chazal would have likely made a bracha on smoking. Why are you astounded? They didn't hold that way. This is a very, very recent medical discovery. Besides, you make broken high cholesterol cake. Of course you do, right? Because it's not. So if you smell stuff, something good, you know, by smoking, you get a good smell, you should make a bracha. So probably it's not talking about smoking here themselves. Rather, you're making a smoke in front of your store, this guy, in order to attract customers. So that's clearly being done not for Avodah Zarah, but for advertising purposes, and that's okay. You can use that for Avdol Mutzrei Shabbos. Ashoshis, a lantern. Even though it wasn't extinguished over your Shabbos, you can make a bracha on a Mitzvah Shabbos. However, if you have a candle inside literally means inside the folds of your garment, but here it means that obviously it has a lampshade. If it's in a lantern, or in a mirror, Laura, if you can see the flame but you can't use the light, or Mishtamish, or you can use the light, Vaino Ruiz or Shavs, you can't use the flame. In all these cases, Lola may work on it, you can't make a broch on it. Achia A, Ruiz or Shavs, you have to see the flame, and B, Mishtamish, or you have to use it and get pleasure from it as well. Chamish is born in Nebuchadnezzar, therefore it says five things about coals, but Chamish is and five things about flames. What's about coals? Let's talk about coals first. If you have a coal of Ekdish Moly, but there's Me'ila in that coal. Why is there Me'ila in that coal? It's a substance, right? You are ruining the substance by using it illicitly. By flame, they're not allowed to derive benefit, but there's no Me'ila because you're not misusing a substance. There's no mamushus there. There's just a flame, right? So therefore, on the flame, there's no me'ila. Gachel Avodah Zarah, simply a coal which is used for Avodah Zarah purposes, is also awesome. The Shalevis Muteres, the flame which is used for Avodah Zarah purposes, since the flame has no significance independently, it doesn't become Avodah Zarah.
The flame is being burned from wood.
What?
Created by burning wood. Wood might be used.
That's true, so you can't use the coals to cook on. But you can use the light which comes from the light, from the coals. Okay?
And the coals?
The coals, you have to throw them out. Bring them to Yama Melech, whatever. Is very interesting. If you take a coal out to a public domain and leave it there, you're chayiv because you created a terrible a stumbling block. However, if you just started blowing flames, like a flamethrower, really, flames without substance, in Rishus HaRabim, then in that case, butter. You're exempt from paying for damages for whatever you did. It's only if you do put something substantial, which can be termed a mazik in the Rishus HaRabim, that you're chayiv. In this case, you're butter. Okay? Be cooler, right? We're talking about, by the way, I don't know, maybe this is clear, it's about Choshe Mishpot, not about Ur Chaim. It's about Shusarabim of a public thoroughfare, and when you have to be wary lest you cause something to stumble in public thoroughfare, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis Shabbos at all. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav said, if you put out odd coals which are causing fire, literally they're whispering to each other, mevarchin, then you do make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan the Kartziun, b'shem Rabbi Nochum bar. I think it's important to name Moshe here. What happened in the movie then? Fire talks? Gehoim Loch Shos. Well, I guess you call them hissing coals in that case. You have hissing coals, so there actually is flame there, so you can't make a bracha. So the thing is, it has to be a little bit apparent, this flame.
Don't you have to see the reflection of your fingernails?
We only get that later on. We won't even get to the new Yerushalmi. No, that's a chumrah, a very big chumrah. We'll see what the Yerushalmi's parameters is. Alright. Rabbi Yochanan de Kartzio b'shem Rav Nochum bar Simoi said uvana niktefa. So here's the flame has to come up a little bit from the coals. It's even that very hot. If there isn't the flame which can light a match above the coal without actually touching it, that's not considered to be a true flame. Okay, vis-a-vis the halacha of making bar mireish. Kind of we learn goy should lit me Yisrael. If a goy lit a candle from Yisrael, Yisrael should lit me goy. Yisrael lit a candle from a Jew. From a goy, then nichol you can make bar mireish. Goy shilik Yisrael. So wait a minute, you're saying that if a goy lit a candle from a Jew, that's okay for bar mireish? Meato, that's the case with the Jew, that afilu goy mi goy. Even if one goy lets from the other goy, make a bracha. Ashkuch tani, yes. Yet we find goy in a brisa. If one guy lived from another guy and then gave it to you, since he might have done it on Shabbos, so you don't make a bracha. Even if you know for sure that he didn't do it on Shabbos. Even though he didn't tell. So it's a kasha. There's no answer. Mara leaves it difficult. That's it. Okay? Says my Rabbi Avo, Nuish, Rabbi Avo, Sebashay Rabbi Yochan. Now, this argues on the Bavli. If you have a street which is full of goyim, one Jew lives among them. The ultimate, when you see light emanating from that stream on Tzoy Shabbos, Mevarchanai can make a bracha on that light, Bishalos Yisrael Shusham, because there's a germination on this light. The thing is, however, that the Bible says it's got to be mostly Jews in the street. And the verse of Meir says that that's because the Bible says Mimimino is Bartho. But, alright, be that as it may, the Yushalmi and Bible argue about this. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avo B'Shem Yel says, "Aim v'archilu abesamim shemos shalei leShabbos b'Tveria." You can't make a bracha on the fragrance you smell leil Shabbos in Tveria. V'abesamim shemos shalei Tzipori, the fragrance you hear about smell motzoi Shabbos in Tzipori, because they're doing laundry. They're doing it in order to give a good smell to the garments, and that, therefore that besamim is not suitable for the bracha. Maybe I put the punctuation in the wrong place here. And neither on the candle nor on the psalmi can you make a bracha. Love psalmi shall or. What is shall or here? Shall or Erev Shabbos of the night of Erev Shabbos, or sometimes the night, the year means the night of Erev Shabbos. So he's even more machmir here. He says that he can't even use the make a bracha on the Nair and Absamim of Erev Shabbos, because they're not doing it for the purpose of Hanah. Yes. If it's talking about a light which is being made for others' ulterior purposes, not just for the bracha, nor for direct usage. So here.
What practical thing do we do? What do we do? How do we get the money?
The question is what they're doing with the light. No, you're not allowed to.
Incandescent. Yeah.
So?
It's been used for something.
No, it can be used afterwards for something else. But and when you first initially use it, it's saying here that it has to be.
Turn on a new light.
Yeah, turn new light.
But they weren't using this light on Shabbos.
It doesn't matter. Let's take a look. Gemara is going to explain it. Says Gemara, "V'lo aner v'lo b'sayin shabbos b'nei elu dover acher." It's only being used for other purposes. And what's the dover acher? So he explains here. What does he explain? For laundry. Yeah, for laundry. And they're in order to give a good smell to laundry. So therefore, all these things can't be used on the Shabbos, where they're actually being used for Abdullah or for any other bracha. They're actually being used for some other purpose, which is the purpose of giving laundry a good smell. No, it's analogous to it. You don't make the bracha on water unless you're thirsty. Even if you're drinking water. So too, you don't make the bracha on the besamim or on the nair unless it's for the purpose of besamim nair or direct personal pleasure. If it's for any other peripheral pleasure, so then you don't make a bracha on it. Okay? So that's...
Water,
you only make a bracha if you're thirsty, not if you're just drinking because you're nervous or you're bored.
So
I
thought you would make it anyway.
No, you don't.
Well, okay.
So let's say you have cloves, you have spices.
Yeah.
Later on, you're going to make a cake and you're going to put the spices in there.
Right now, you didn't bake the cake yet, so it's okay. But if you baked the cake already and had cloves in there, so you can't use them now for Abdullah.
That's halacha.
Yeah, that's what it's saying here. I guess this way, if you put them in the cake and then took them out afterwards, and maybe they go back to their original hechsher, right? They'd be okay for the bracha b'samim. But as long as they're in the cake, you can't use them.
Okay,
a cinnamon cake can't be used for Avdol.
Okay. But the box of cinnamon that you've used for the cake and you're going to use for a cake in the future.
Right. Right now it hasn't been used for that, so that would be okay. Okay. The designation would not make a problem. Says Amore, along these lines, you can't use the candle and b'sami allotted for dead people because they're done for covet, not for smell. Rabbi Chizur Yaakov Yaakov Hashem Rabbi Yisrael said, Hadad Atomai, when is the Chubas Tunamalami Mitasa Shomais? If the fragrance is above the head, or the candles above the head of the dead body. But if they're below the stretcher upon which the dead body is placed, then that's okay. You can use them for a bracha mevorchim. Ani Omer, why? Because that case, I say, l'chovra chayim is when they're made for the honor of the living, not for the honor of the deceased. And once they're made for the honor of the living, you can make a bracha on them. Okay? Says the word further. Now I have to make a bracha on the Ner B'Samim Avodah Zarah. So we already learned that in our Mishnah. V'lo Yisho Goyim Mishnah Avodah Zarah. We learned in the early in the Mishnah you can't use Goyim stuff. So isn't Avodah Zarah and Goyim the same thing? It says, Marty Potter explained by Avodah Zarah Disro. Nebuch. That would say, now I have to use a candle of Avodah Zarah. It's talking about candles of Avodah Zarah of Jewish people. Okay, so they never had they never weren't allowed to use them. Okay, says the Lord, aim a bracha on there, achius ularo. You can't make a bracha on the candle before you get pleasure from its light. Darshavi avir avir the braid ravi avo darshin vayalukimus or ki tov. How do we know? Because it says God saw the light was good. Then he made a distinction between night and day. So therefore, we have to see that the thing is good. In our case, the candle. And then only afterwards make a brach on it. All right, Brecha said, "Kach darshu shnei gedolim." So this is the drasha. Two great men made. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. What drasha they make? By Avdel Elokim. It says Hashem separated Avdola Vadoi. This is clearly Avdola, and Hashem made Avdola. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simon Omer. Kivdilu lo. When it says Hashem separated the or and the choshech, it means, going back to the case before, it means he made a separation unto himself. He kept the light, which he separated from the bria, which is light of the sheshes and vibrations, for himself. Hashem never dispenses it. He kept it till Lossi Lovo comes. That's one interpretation.
Right.
Rabban Ami, if dealing with Tzadikim Lossi Lovo, he didn't keep it for himself, but rather he's going to give it to the Tzadikim, the world to come. Mashal Mashal Ma'adavar Dami, they drew an analogy to what is this similar. The Melch Shilo Shnei Strategian, a king who had two strategists, some sort of official post. One of the strategists says, "I'll do the work during the day." I want to do the work during the day. Carl Rishon, so he called the first one. Varamaloni said, "Ploini, Yankol, or so and so, Ayom Yetchumok, this will be your time." Carl Hasheni called the second one. Varamaloni said, "Ploini, Bero, Halai Yetchumok, the night will be your time." Adol d'chsi, that's how Hashem separated and made peace. Adol d'chsi, that's what it says. Vayikra Elokim l'or yom, Hashem called the light day. L'or amar lo, to the night, how do we dash that? To the day he said, Hayom yetchumach, when do you get use? Only during the day, not at night. L'chayshach amar lo laila, to darkness Hashem said night. That'll be your boundary. In other words, there's no longer any crossover between night and day. Says Maram Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hushamra Kodesh Baruch Hu Yod." That's what Hashem said to Yod. Hamimecha Amiyamecha. Did any time during your life, Tzivisa Boker, did you command the sun to rise? Yodato, did you know? V'achoshech. Yodata Shachar Mikomo. Did you know where the sun is gonna break, make dawn? I think that's good. Just a minute. Let's try again for all the sea because I lost my place. All the sea, but I call the fourth line down the wide lines. They'll see that which says right. Call Kim or Yom Hashem called the day, the light day. Or to the day to light. Armaloi said Yom Diyet Chumach. The light time is your boundary. He said, "Halayla yetchumach." The dark time is your boundary. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hushamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That's what Hashem said to you. Hamiyamecha, during your entire life, Tzivisa Boker, did you command the day to come up? Yodata Hashachar Mekomo, did you know where the place of the sun is? Yodata Ezim Mekomo Shor Sheishu Mebrachus. First of all, Hashem says to you, "I run things." And besides that, you should know, you don't know anything about light. Because you don't know where the light from the shades of Mabrachus is hidden. Right. And Chora Timur said, "Ana Amris Taima." I'll say how we know that I forgot what he's trying to tell us.
Tipshe.
What? Yeah. I'm going to say pasuk, but for whom? For the drush Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, each one said that that Hashem never overpasses the time limits, right? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I know I'm right, it's time, I'm going to say the pasuk, which teaches that Hashem separated the time limits for both types of things. It says, Yoytze Och Voyechoshech. Hashem created the light and created the darkness. Also Shalom, and he made peace. Mishayotza Osir Shalom Ibenehem. Once they left, that's when there's peace among them. Now Mishayotza. Mishayotza. Your mother, I think, is looking for you.
What?
Your mother isn't looking for you. Me. Inside.
Mom?
Mishayotza means that when one left, this is like Lahavdil. This is like the peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Peace between Palestinians and Israelis, the way they want to achieve it, quote unquote, is by separating the two. So here we see that also, how does Hashem make peace? By separating the light and the darkness. So that's what he's saying. Yotza or Uva, how do we know that Hashem separated the two? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both said Hashem separated. We learned that from a couple of psukim. One of them was by Yahavdeh Elokim. The one was, and the other one was from, we said, Kosh Baruch said to Eob, Hamiyamecha Tzivisa Boki Yidata Shachar Mekomo, did you ever command the sun, well, the morning when to come? But I did. In other words, I separated the morning from the evening. And another pasuk which is saying is, Yotz or Avar Choshech Osish Shalom. Hashem made peace. He separated them. So that separation we see, or the source of that separation, is the description here of the situation as being a situation of peace. Period. Aim of Archel and Ner Achios, you only make a bracha on the candle once you have pleasure from its light. Rava Mar Ye Osu with an Aleph, Ushmul Mar Ye Osu. I can't do a real line, but Ye Osu, that you get with an I. Mada Mar Ye Osu, Ach Bezos Ne Osu Lachem. It says, By the children of Yaakov said, told Chamor and Shechem, well, this will be agreeable to you. Will be agreeable to live among you. So Ye'osu means you're agreeable. You have an amiable relationship with the light, right? Madamar Ye'osu, he learned to Ye'osu with an ayin, says, How does that connote pleasure? Because the pasuk says, "Ladas laus es yoev davar," to know and to have an understanding for those who are tired in the matter. So, actually, I apologize. "Ladas laus es yoev davar" means to know in the proper time. To tell the proper time those who are tired of the matter. So here, the proper time, we construe also to mean Ye'osu, that you have the proper relationship with the light, which means you derive pleasure from it. Okay, once you brought down these funny etymologies, let's do a couple more. Tamantini, we learned over there. Keita Ma'avim, sorry.
Yotzer or all that, it's making the peace from the day and the night.
Right, which means separating the two. Tamantini, Keita Ma'abrin, S-R-I-M. That means, how do you measure Tchum Shabbos for cities? Rav Amar Ma'abrin. Rav says it's Ma'abrin with an Aleph, now with an Ayin. Ushmul Amar Ma'abrin with an Ayin. Manamar Mavrin with an olive, Motiv Lo Efer. You add to it a limb. In other words, you add for 2,000 amos. Manamar Mavrin with an eye, Kishobor, like a pregnant woman. In other words, you make the city extend further. Tamatania, similarly, we learned over there. Livnei Aden Shel Goyim, before the holidays of Goyim, you're not supposed to sell them stuff. Rav Amar Aydehen with an ayin, Ushmul Amar Aydehen with an olive. Manamar Aydehen, he says with an olive. Kikarv Yamenim, it says, may the day of the downfall of the Goyim come quickly.
So we call the money, though.
Yeah, that's
holidays.
That's great. Jews are always into money. But we're questioning, we are still disparaging their holy day by calling Adam the day which of their downfall. Umandamar Eidei Hen, he learns it's a language of testimony. And the Pasuk says, Ve Eidei Hen, their witnesses, Hema Bayru Bayidu, will not see and will not know, Lamai Devotion, nor that you be embarrassed. Says, well, that's a good Pasuk. Mamakai Shmuel, time at the Rav. What does Shmuel do with this Pasuk of Rav, which says that the Eidei Hen refers to Avodah Zorah, so a day of Avodah Zorah should be called Eidei Hen with an ayin. Says more, he says Veidim Hema, meaning not that Avodah Zorah is the testimony, but rather not that Avodah Zorah is the testimony, but rather the idols are a testimony. They themselves have no value, have no significance. So therefore, we're learning from the fact that the idols have no value, no significance, that the whole religion and perspective of the non-Jews has no value. But the thing is, when we want to describe the holiday, we're not calling it a holiday of the idols, we're calling it a holiday of the Avodah Zorah itself. So the Avodah Zorah itself is best connoted with the word Aleph, Adam with an Aleph, which means the day of their downfall, as opposed to the word Adehen with an I, which means that eventually the idols themselves testify that they are insignificant and don't help out. And they will embarrass their worshippers on the day of judgment.
What are we really talking about here?
Just etymologies of Aleph and Ayin words.
Yeah.
Not significant to our sugya. Now it gets back to our sugya. Aim of Archelon, you don't make a bracha on a candle, Achiosulora, until you can have benefit from its light. Has to be enough light so women can weave by its light. Now that's not so much, right? You have to have enough light that women can weave by the light. Enough light that they should take a no roam masha because of bakara. Enough light that you can see what's in your cup and what's in your plate. That's a lot of light. You have to have enough light to see the difference between different coins. Okay? Tan Rabbi said, Afilu traklin SLS and mevarchin. Even if you have a vast hall. Remember, a vast hall in the days of the Amoraim was relatively small. Even if it's 10 by 10 Amos. And you're staying at one end, and the candles on the other, you can make a bracha. Why? Because you can distinguish things at that distance. Okay, so therefore you can make a bracha. Rabbi Zira mikarev kamei butzina. Rabbi Zira used to go close to the candle, which is our minute. Armalei Tamidim, so Tamidim said, Rabbi, mat machmir alein, why so machmir? Otan Rabbi Yeshu say, if you track in SLS, even a distance of 10 amos, you can make a bracha. But our minhag to look at the fingernails is a very big chumrah. Because that's really seeing something up close. Right, you can really just say you could just you have to be very close to the candle. What I mean, in order that it to reflect off your fingernails. But theoretically, even if you're across the room, as long as that light you can distinguish certain things, that would be sufficient. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Endin says, why do we look at our fingernails Motzei Shabbos? No big darshani. Rabbi Yaakov says to see if the nails grew enough over Shabbos that you have to cut them. So the thing is, no, but that makes sense in light of our Gemara, no pun intended. It makes sense because you need to have enough light in order to be able to see something. So what's something you can see by the light? To see if your fingernails have grown. Okay? Or if there's dirty, same idea. Let's just do the next paragraph because it's short. Somebody who ate and he forgot and didn't bench in the right spot. Beshamri Yachzul Mekom Varech, you should go back to your place where he ate and bench there. Beshamri Yachzul says no. Yavarech Mekom Shenizkor, you bench wherever you remember that you didn't bench. Famosim Varech, how much time do you have to bench? Hakadesh Yisachul Mazim Meyav, until the food in your stomach is digested, which people say is generally 72 minutes, but it's obviously very subjective. Rabbi Yusta Barshunam, interesting name. Amari said, train Amaroin. There were two Amaroin who said over the logic of Mishnah. Chadam Atan the Mishnah, one said the logic of Mishnah. Chadam Atan the Mishnah, the other said the logic of Mishnah. Matam Atan the Mishnah, the logic of Mishnah is what? Ilu Shocha Shom Kisa, Vonin Tovusmar goes, he's forgotten your first place, a wallet full of precious stones and pearls. Shemle Choizem and Noitel Kisa, won't you go back and take your wallet? Hafocha so to Yachzim Koma, go back to your place, and you work and bench. Madamar Tameo Beisil, what's large Beisilo? Ilan Poil Ose Barosha Dekel. If you have a worker's working at the top of a palm tree, or Besocha Bar inside a well, Shema Chikon Shiachsim Kom Mavarech, would you make him go through the trouble to go back and bench in the same spot? And Varech Shmokum Nizkar, you make about benches wherever he remembers. Afocha so too, Mavarech Mokum Nishnizkar, you bench wherever you remember. Amosim Mavarech, how long do you have to bench? Rav Chia B'Shem, we're almost finished. 1 minute. Rav Chia B'Shem, Amosim Mavarech, how long do you have to bench? Rav Chia B'Shem Shmuel said, Ashi Yitzachel Amosim Me'ev, until the food in your stomach is digested. Chom Ramin, Chachom say, Koz Man Shutzame Machmas Osasura, as long as you're not thirsty, after that meal. Rav Yochan said, Omar, Ashi Yirev, until you're hungry for another meal, until then you're allowed to bench because it's still considered to be lingering in your stomach that you can bench from that meal. We'll stop here.